Fucking lady, right?
Hey, ladies. You are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast,
she only really
hosted by Miss Brownstone.
Really,
if you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You got to get into some juicy topics.
And she told me that she make them come fast.
Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast.
Good morning.
This goes out to my baby mama.
As always, I try to make the music match what we about to talk about, but this episode really isn't like this goes out to our baby mothers. Like, I don't know, but this is just a song I picked, okay? But we are about to talk about some baby mama shit, okay? We're about to talk about single moms at young ages, the after effects of being a single mom at a young age. And, I don't know what I'm going to call it this episode per se, but we about to talk about some shit. Girl, keep your head up on my B-A-B-Y-M-A-M-A. Oh, that's my shit. I ain't going to lie. When I was young and I heard this song and the beat was fire, and she just talked about, like, how the, you know, mom was going through all a lot and making a little bit happen, making miracles out of it, da-da-da. And you young, you not listening to the lyrics. And you just like, damn, my mother was that bitch. Like, she made miracles happen. Like, and they kind of, like, glorify being a baby mother in this song. Because it's like, it's that message they always sell to us about being a strong black woman, doing it all on your own. It's a badge of honor to be a baby mama. No, baby, it is not. Woo, okay. But, yeah. Good morning, ladies. If you are new to She Knows, my name is Miss Brownstone, and I'm your host. Welcome to the family. If you like it here, which you will, hit the follow button. I want to make sure we get our followers up. So we're working on that. And yeah, so let's get into some things. Like I said, I didn't know what I wanted to name this episode per se, but I definitely wanted to talk about something. And I guess when it's said and done, I'll come up with a name, you know. And what I'm about to talk about, because as always, I like to let y'all know how it came about, who inspired it, and blahzy. It was definitely inspired by, you know, real life shit, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't a her notes that was sent in. It was just something that I seen. It is someone that I know. And I was like, I want to talk about it. But before I get into it, I just want to say, you never know who's home. You don't know who's listening. And a lot of people that I was friends with, are friends with, I don't fucking know. I don't even give a fuck no more. Because content is content. If you feel offended, bitch, if the shoe fits, strap that bitch up and wear it. But some bitches be wearing a size 7. You feel me? Trying to make their foot fit into a size 5. You know what I'm saying? They try to force that foot or force that shoe on. You feel me? Because this shoe might not even be about you, but you want to force that shoe on you. Okay? So before we get to the episode, I just want to say, I know who.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
What I'm talking about. But if you hear this and you think I'm talking about you and it just so happened to not be you, whatever. Make the shoe fit, strap it up, wear it. I don't give a fuck. But you're not the only person in the world with this particular story. And I'm pretty sure you won't be the last. So if you feel offended, talk it over with my manager, which is my mama. So good luck with that, bitch, because I don't give a fuck. So yeah. So like I said, this episode was inspired by everyday shit, you know, hearing real shit, real life stuff or whatever. And I wanted to talk about something that I experienced a while ago and it kind of currently resurfaced. So when I used to work at this job, I was probably about, I was like 21 because I was 21 when I moved out here. I used to work at this job and when I was working at this job, it was a night shift, okay? It was a night shift and we used to get off about 3 o'clock in the morning. I met a girl there at this job I was working and she was so cool, okay? She was a little ghetto, but she was cool as shit and I fucked with her and we clicked right away. Like, she was like my first friend that I made out here and I knew that we were different a little bit, but I didn't give a fuck because I was rocking with Shorty. You get what I'm saying? I was rocking with her. I knew we had things that was a little bit different from each other, but that was my bitch, and we was cool. I don't think she seen me as that much of a friend in the beginning, or maybe she just didn't have the funds to come around. I don't know what it was, but eventually we went our own way. You get what I'm saying? But I rocked with Shorty. I'm still cool with Shorty to this day. I remember having conversations with her at my job, and she had, at this time, she had 2 kids, and we was having conversations and we were talking about Six Flags and going to Hershey Park and Miami. And we were just talking about things in life that you get to experience as a kid, like as a youth. You feel me? When you're a teenager, I don't know about y'all, but I think the only thing I didn't get to experience growing up was Disney World. And when I get my funds up, I'm going. Last time I went to California, I was supposed to go to Disney World, but shit just happened where it was just like, it's too much. You feel me? It was a long drive. I didn't feel like getting up early. It was a lot going on. But that's the only thing I didn't get to experience as a kid. Like, I still want to meet Tinkerbell, okay? But for me, growing up as a kid, even as a teenager, I can say I experienced my teenage years to the fullest, all right? Like, fake ID and all, bitch. Like, I experienced my teenage years to the fullest. I was in the club. I was in Miami. You feel me? I went to Hershey Park. I've been to Six Flags. I've been to Wildwood. Like, I've been out of state. You feel me? I think I lived my big one when I was a teenager. Like, you feel me? Me and my best friend went on trips together. We toured up in Alabama. Like, we had our fun. My mother made sure that I got to do things. And even when I wasn't able to travel, I still had a good teenage life because my mom, she only has me. You get what I'm saying? My mom only has me. And my mom didn't have to force, how can I put this, her responsibilities onto me, which is a conversation for a different day, but we might touch on it here. Matter of fact, let's just talk about it, because every time I say that, I forget to talk about it, okay? I'm not going to lie, y'all. When I record, I forget what I talk about after I record it. Y'all be in my DMs, which ain't nothing wrong with that. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at Miss, that's M-S period, Brownstone underscore, okay? Follow me on Instagram. Okay, slip and slide in my DMs because it does what, sissies? It goes down in my DMs. Ooh, hey, it's going down in my DMs. Okay, so make sure you DM me. But so let's just talk about it because I'm gonna forget. What I mean by this, what I'm about to say is, there are women or just children who grow up and they don't get to experience what it's like to be a teenager because their mom had other kids. And when their mom had other kids, the mom had to work. So the mom wasn't really around like that, which then means that who's going to take care of these other kids? Because sometimes your mom can't afford a daycare, you know, or can't afford a babysitter. You become that babysitter as a teenager. You know what I'm saying? So there are kids who teenage years, well, I'm going to say children who teenage years was stolen from them because they had to be big sister and mommy. They had to be brother and daddy. You get what I'm saying? So they didn't really get to experience like going out to the cookouts, hanging out on a block because, like I said, I'm a millennial. So the stuff that y'all do now, always being on social media and say that, like, MySpace was the first thing we had, but we wasn't glued to our MySpace. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, we were outside, okay? Like, I was really a porch kid with no porch, nigga. Like, I grew up in buildings, but we didn't have a porch, but I was a porch kid. Like, we was outside my building. Like, we went to my homegirl building. We sat outside her building. Like, we made our own motherfucking porch type shit. We hung out on the block. We play, you know, tic-tac-toe and motherfucking skip, what's the shit called, with the chalk, and you write the little boxes and stuff, and y'all throw the rock, and if it land on four, you jump up four type shit, but you gotta, I don't know, but we played games and stuff like that. We hung out, we did truth or dare, 7 minutes, and we had a real teenage, real childhood. We was outside, okay, you know what I'm saying, tag, you're it, all that stuff. So the people who had parents who, you know, had to work, or a mom who was a single mom and had to work, they had to be the big brother or big sister slash mom slash dad. So they didn't get to really experience being a teenager. Okay. So that's what I was getting at. So I got to do all the things that normal teenagers got to do. Okay. And some things I would say I shouldn't have done, but bitch, hey, I was having my motherfucking fun. Okay. Hello. How you doing? Okay. Just being honest. So I'm bringing this up to say that when I was talking to this girl who has two kids, I was telling her about like my teenage years and all the places I got to go and things I got to do. And like, I was telling her, like, I'm not big on being in the club because I did that already. Like, I was in the club at 17. And I know y'all like, wait a minute, hold up, bitch. I was in the club at 17 because in Jersey, you're allowed to sell alcohol at 17, okay? So I worked at a reggae club at 17 and I was serving drinks. So I got to see the nightlife, you know? And then I also had got me a little fake ID, and I got to go in clubs in Miami. Like, I went to a couple clubs in Little Haiti. Like, I did my little ones and twos. So when I got older, when I hit 21, it was nothing exciting to me about being in a club. If anything that I wanted to do was like go to fancy restaurants, because now I kind of got some money where I could afford these nice things in life, you know. But clubbing wasn't one of them. So I'm telling her about all the things, and she's like, damn, I never got to do any of that. She was like, me and my boyfriend, actually, we about to go to Six Flags. She like, and I'm so excited. Like, and I'm like, oh, you going for Fright Fest? She like, yeah. And I'm like, damn it, me and my ex-girlfriend, I was seeing it. We went to Fright Fest or whatever. It was so much fun. So she was just like, yeah, I never got to go. Like, I'm finally going. She was like, my mom gonna babysit the kids, so we just gonna be down there for like one day, but we're gonna experience it. She's like, I'm just so excited. And I was like, well, how long did you know your baby father? And she was like, I knew him. She said she knew him her whole teenage years, like, or whatever case it be. And she was a little bit older than me. At this time, she had to be like 23 or something like that, 23, 24. And I was like, so all these years, y'all never did anything? Like, have y'all ever went on a real date? Like, have y'all been out on a date? She said, no. Her going to Six Flags is their first date. I said, so what did you do as a teenager? You get what I'm saying? Like, what did you do as a teenager? And then she started talking about like how her mom had other kids, you know? She had to watch those kids. So as a teenager, she spent most of the time with her baby father. He would sneak over. Well, he didn't really have to sneak because the mom was never fucking home. But he would come over, and the things that they did was watch TV and have sex. So she had her first kid at 16. And once she had her kid, she had to take responsibilities of that. She wasn't able to experience what it was like to be a teenager. That was her first kid she had with him. And then she had another kid with him or whatever. And now with her second kid, she's working. So she doesn't even get to experience what it's like to go to a club, strip club, none of this stuff. She's just working. Like, I mean, this girl had a morning job that she would work. And when she would leave her morning job, she would come and work the night shift with me. And we would get out at 3 a.m. Mind you, we get out at 3 a.m., but she had to be at her morning job by 8 in the morning. You get what I'm saying? So she really got a little bit of sleep. She, you know, she was hustling, bustling. Not to mention, she still had to take her kids to school, this, this, and that. She didn't have a car. She didn't have a license. So she was going through it. And I mean, I salute her for not giving up, because I'm not going to lie to y'all. I don't know if I'm cut from that cloth, okay? I'm not even going to hold you. I don't know if I'm cut for that cloth. I don't know if I could experience. Like, I would force myself to go through it for my child, you know? But struggling like that, being down on my luck like that, hustling, bustling like that, being tired, I will go insane. Like, if I didn't have to do it for a kid, bitch, we ain't even going to talk about what Miss Brownstone would do. But Miss Brownstone ain't, I'm not cut for that. Like, I'm not. I have done it when I had two jobs and volunteered, but I had a goal in mind. Like, I was on some shit like, I need my money saved, I get an apartment, I need a car. Like, that was to get myself somewhere else. But imagine doing that shit just to feed your kids and you're not leveling up at all. This is just, you're doing this just to pay bills and feed your kid, and you still starting off at the beginning at zero each and every time. Like, that shit would drive me insane, bitch. I don't know how she did it, but kudos to her, okay? But back to the story at hand. So she was saying these things, and I was just like, damn, that's crazy, you know? So it had got me thinking, you know, because I was like, she had that kid so young that she didn't even get to experience what it was like to be a teenager. Now, fast forward, she got with another guy, which would be her third baby, because she had another baby. She had a baby with that guy. She got with another guy, and she had a baby with him. And she still was struggling. And this dude wasn't...
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Pulling her weight, pulling his weight that much. Just like this, the first one. Well, he wasn't the first one. He was the second one. I thought he was the first one. Not tell this girl business, but I thought he was the first one until my ex-boyfriend was like, no. Because my ex-boyfriend knew her from high school. He's like, no. That first kid is by a different nigga. The second kid is the baby daddy that you know now. And I'm like, oh, for real? So in total, she had 3 baby daddies and 3 kids, okay? So when she's with this third kid, she was just so in love and stuff like that. But they didn't really get to, they had fun. She got to go out now because the kids was a little bit older. But she didn't really get to experience too much of being an adult, you know, because she's still trying to do teenage shit. So she was just doing ghetto shit like kickbacks and, you know, going to the Hole in the Wall strip clubs. Like, she not really experiencing life, like, on the level that she should have at that age. Like, you know, you should be traveling, bitch. You should just be doing a little bit more at that age. But she didn't. She was still stuck in teenage shit, and then her money wasn't right. She was doing hood nigga shit, okay? If you catch my drift. But she got with this third dude, and she had another baby by him. And it looked like they was happy, but he wasn't pulling his weight, like I said, either. Just like the second baby daddy wasn't pulling his weight. When she was with the second baby daddy, I remember her saying that she was taking her money to buy a car and pay for him to go through driving school. Because here in Baltimore, you can't, like in Jersey, you can get a car and your parents can teach you how to drive. And then you go and you take your permit, you get your license, right? Or you just get somebody's car and you just teach yourself how to drive. I don't fucking know. Like, you were bougie if you went to driving school because it wasn't a requirement in Jersey. But in Maryland, it's a requirement. You know, like, you have to have a certain amount of hours in driving school before you can even get a permit to even take a test, whatever case may be. Like, get behind the wheel type shit. You had to have a certain amount of hours. That wasn't the case. They also don't have driver's ed in these schools out here in Maryland, which I think is weird because if it's mandatory, it should be driver's ed. We had driver's ed in Jersey, and it wasn't even mandatory for us to even go to that bitch. So I don't even know why the fuck we had it or whatever. I guess it was to give us a head start because you could have got your permit in there. But I was bullshitting at the time because I just didn't care to drive. Like, to be honest, I was like, why am I driving? I got my fucking mother. Like, the fuck, why do I want to drive for? But then a bitch wanted her freedom, so I had to go ahead and get that license, bitch, because got my car by 19. I was not playing. I was over it. I needed to get to where I had to go, which I was mostly working most of the times. So I was just like, look, I gotta get to work, I need to get a car because I can't wait on my mother, do you feel me? But yeah, so she was paying for him to get his car, paying for him to get through driving school and stuff like that. And that, she didn't even have a car. She didn't have a license. She didn't have a fucking permit. So he was being a burden, you know, and she carried most of the weight when it came to the bills. Like, he could never keep a job. And then when he did get a job, he was working for her. You know, I'm not going to say working for her. They was working for a company and she was a supervisor. And he was a worker. She got him a job working there or whatever. So they was working damn near the same shift sometimes. Or, you know, yeah, because she was working 2 jobs. And he would work during the day with her or something. I think he was working during the day with her. So he was with the kids at night. I don't fucking remember. I don't know the girl. I can't tell you the whole girl life story because I don't even know Miss Brownstone life story, okay? But yeah, the second dude wasn't pulling his weight. Clearly the first nigga didn't pull his weight at all because only people from high school knew who the fuck he was. We never seen him. And the second dude claimed both of the kids. So the first nigga didn't pull his weight. The third dude come around. He's not pulling his weight either. He was actually young. He was way younger than her. He was living with his mama and all that shit. So she experienced a lot of struggle, you know, struggle love, I guess you could say. And that was her situation type shit, right? So recently, fast forward, again, I seen her on Facebook, and I guess her and the third baby daddy broke up, and she was just talking about how she met a new guy, and this new guy, I guess, wants kids. You know ghetto bitches put all the information on fucking Facebook, bitch. I don't even know why. It's like, why do I know your life from your status? I don't even fucking know. Like, some things is just... It just don't, like, 2 + 2 = 4, but what she was doing, bitch, it was giving me 6, and I know I could count. Yeah, it wasn't adding up. The math was not mathing. So I don't know why she was putting her business on social media, but when you put your business on social media, you leave it for anybody to have an opinion, and you leave it for your ass to end up where she knows. So it is what it is. But yeah, she was just like, her and her third baby daddy broke up. I guess they was going through some shit or whatever where he don't want people around his kids, She met a new guy. She talking to this new guy and she's happy. So she say, and things are going good, whatever. And a dude is a good dude, But she's like, I'm not having another kid. Like, I'm done. She was like, I'm out of time. I'm motherfucking tubes. Like, I'm over this shit. Like, I don't want to have another kid. I don't give a fuck if my nigga want to be. I'm not doing it. And it just got me to thinking that, damn, like, I don't know this fourth guy. I don't know him, but I think after giving three dudes kids and still struggling and none of them pulling their fucking weight, that she just has a bad taste in her mouth when it comes to children, right? So she's like, fuck that shit, I'm not going through that shit again, But it led me to this episode because this is why you shouldn't be having kids with just anybody, and this is why you shouldn't be having kids at a young age. Because let's say this fourth guy is a good dude. Mind you, I don't know. But let's say this fourth guy is a good dude. He got his shit together. He's there for her. He just leveled her up type shit. Let's even say that he's a provider, and let's say he's making some good amount of money. You know what I mean? Let's just say that. Let's paint this picture, okay? Let's play the imaginary game. Let's say this is what it is. And he wants a kid because he doesn't have any kids, and she's sitting on three. So he wants a kid, and he can't even get a kid out of the deal because she's like, fuck that shit. I experienced some fucked up shit already. I got enough fucking kids. You get what I'm saying? It's very selfish of her, but these are how some people move. So let's say she doesn't want to give him a baby, right? What would be the real reason why she doesn't want to give him a kid if he shows up at every department? The real reason why she doesn't want to give him a kid is because of what she has experienced the three times when she did it. You know, even if sometimes the first time around, would she have experience? You get what I'm saying? So this is why I'm saying you shouldn't have a kid at a young age, and you shouldn't glorify being a single mother because you won't always think of that trauma. So when you get with somebody better, you're going to be like, oh, I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it taints your experience. And it's crazy because I don't have any children, and I'm not saying that what I did was right nor wrong with aborting my baby, but I feel like if I would have like, I'm putting myself in her shoes, if I would have had that kid and experienced that type of struggle, I would have been like, hell no, I don't want to go through that shit again. But there's women who actually have beautiful childbirthing experiences. There's women who have beautiful pregnancies. There's women who have great memories with their baby fathers, husbands, fiancés, whatever, when they have kids. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, damn, because you experienced that, you just think that that's going to always be that. It's like a person that got cheated on or fucked over so much, they just like, I don't trust motherfuckers no more. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's really what she was giving me. It was like, because that experience happened to her, it just like taint her whole experience. You get what I'm saying? And that's why you just gotta wait. Like, and I'm not saying you would know who the perfect person is or whatever case may be right away. It takes time, but I just think you should take time with getting to know someone, and you should just take time with even starting a family. Like, there's no need to rush it. You get what I'm saying? Because all she's thinking about is how her youth was stolen from her. All she's thinking about is how she struggled with the kids. You get what I'm saying? All she's thinking about is how, damn, these fucking three other men didn't pull their fucking weight. So how I know once the baby get here, you ain't gonna pull your motherfucking weight either, and it's all on me again. And now I got four fucking mouths to feed. You get what I'm saying? So she's thinking about all of that. And guarantee she put herself in this situation because I don't understand why every time you get with a nigga, you pop out a baby. I don't know what type of logic it takes, like, to want to have three kids and three different baby daddies. And I had got cursed out on YouTube one time because I made a comment about how women be having five fucking kids and five different niggas and da da da. And this girl was like, that's not even reality. The shit y'all be saying is made up and da da. Well, bitch, it didn't come out the crack of my ass. Like, clearly I seen it from somebody. I know a lot of women who have multiple kids. Yes, by multiple fucking niggas, and one of them lied and made the nigga think that that one of the kids was his. So he think that two of the kids is his the whole time it ain't. But I know women, even grown women, who have multiple kids by multiple niggas and shit, and they just never fucking learn. They just never fucking learn. And it's like, damn, I don't know what they be looking for. Like, I don't know. I can't even put myself in their shoes to wrap my mind around what the fuck they be thinking. But I'm saying all this to say that she caused some of her problems. Because I feel like once the first kid happened and I was struggling, or whatever case it be, I would have waited and took my motherfucking time till I found a husband, a fiance, somebody serious. I really would have waited till I got fucking married, to be honest with you. And I would have waited till I leveled the fuck up so that if I did pop out another one, I wouldn't be struggling so much. I wouldn't have had a kid with another nigga and be in the same situation. Because when you really watch through her story, and like I said, I'm not trying to tell the girl business, but when you really watch through her story as an outsider looking in, there was never no growth. From the first kid in high school to the second kid at 23 until the third kid at whatever age she is now. And she's still a little bit older than me. So whatever age she is now, you know, there was never no growth. It was the same situation. And even by the third kid, it actually started to get fucking worse because you keep adding on mouths to fucking feed. You know what I'm saying? It actually started to get worse. I think she became like a dancer or some shit. And there's nothing wrong with dancing. Get your money if that's what you into. You feel me? But it's one thing when you're dancing because you enjoy it or because you just want extra cash and you're doing it to level yourself up or whatever. And it's another when you're dancing just to pay bills and put food in your child's mouth and you're still at level zero. And side note, I don't know if you want to call this a girl chat or whatever the fuck you want to call it, but here's my pet peeve when it comes to working hard for somebody else, right? If you want to work like a slave for the next nigga, for the white man, as they may say, you know, for the man, whatever you want to call it. If you want to work like a slave for somebody, take some of that money and invest it in yourself. Like, real shit. Like, and when I say investing in yourself, I'm not talking about some buying yourself some fucking bag, buying yourself a Birkin bag or buying yourself a Gucci bag or a Chanel bag or a Coach bag just to say, hey, I deserve this. I've been working so hard. That's, use your money. Use your money to enhance your life. Don't use your money to buy yourself an asset. I mean, to buy yourself a liability. Okay? We all know what assets and liabilities are, right? We don't have to go in depth in that one. But yeah, use your money to buy you an asset for your life. Something that's going to help you. Not use your money to buy yourself a liability. You know, and we haven't really gotten to the whole money talk with Ms. Brownstone, but maybe one day we will. But yeah, do that with your money and invest in yourself. Like, and what I mean by investing in yourself is buy something that's going to be profitable in the future. Like, a lot of people get their credit up and get their money up and jump out and buy a fucking house. Not realizing that, okay, you got your credit up, you got your money up, you took out a loan for this house, but now you have to pay that loan back. And there's nothing wrong with that, but your first house should be a house that's going to bring you in some type of profit. Like, you should be buying a family house. You get what I'm saying? Something with floors or some shit in it that you could rent out. And some people going to say, oh, well, that's slow money. Well, slow money better than no money. You get what I'm saying? That's how you should be doing your first house. You should not be buying your first house just to be like, oh, I want to just lounge in this. Oh, I bought a house, posted on social media. But you're not posting that bill you stuck with at the end of the day. Hello. Same thing go with cars. People want to be so flashy and talk about how, oh, yeah, I got a G-Wagon, or I got a Mercedes, or I bought me a 2019 Honda. I don't fucking know. But they not showing that they put themselves in fucking debt. That's not smart. Any car I have ever gotten, I never put myself in fucking debt. I pay that bitch off in cash. Like, and this is the crazy part. Some people going to say, oh, well, that didn't help build your credit. Bitch, even when I try to build my credit and I buy items on a credit card or get a credit card, I'm telling you right now, I'll swipe my car for something, and in 3 months, that bitch is paid off. I just use the card for that shit just to build my credit up. Like, I'm not buying nothing that I can't buy twice. Like, that's where I'm at in life. You feel me? And anything I spend money on needs to be a fucking investment. And like I said, it's a conversation for a different day. I can always see the comments that y'all put in here if you want to, like, talk about that. Like, if that's the conversation you want to have on what are good things to purchase that will bring you money in the future. What are good things to invest in? Like, you know, stock. Even when it comes to your clothes, there's nothing wrong with buying yourself some shoes. There's nothing wrong with buying yourself a purse. But are we buying things that's going to bring us money in the future? As for if you're going to buy all these bags and shoes and clothes, are you promoting them? Do you have an affiliate marketing link with this company? So when you're posting these shoes and these clothes and people are hitting a link, is the shoes paying for itself? You get what I'm saying? Are these shoes going to be worth any money in the future? You know, like, I don't know if y'all can hear them sirens. If y'all can, my apologies, girl. I'm in the city, okay? but yeah, are these things going to be worth... well, I'm going to say I'm in the city. I'm in the county. I'm in Baltimore County. So it's not like over east or over west in Baltimore, bitch. I live pretty good. but somebody's house was on fire recently, and this is what's been going on. Sirens out, this out galore, and I really hope they're okay. But yeah, like, you gotta use your money to make you more money. Like, you gotta spend money to make money. So my money really mostly goes into my equipment. Like, that's where my money goes into, and into stock. And, you know, I used to be big on, oh, save your money for a rainy day, and this, this, and that. And I get it, but really, when you just got your money sitting here, what is it making for you just sitting in your account? Now, I'm not saying don't save no bread, but I'm just saying, what is it doing for you sitting in your account? So every little bit of money I get, I put on a fucking credit card. Because then guess what? In the future, if I need the money, I could swipe it, and it's helping build up my motherfucking credit. It's giving me more money. It's working for me. Every little money I get, I'm putting in my motherfucking, what's this shit called? It's not an IRS. It's an IRS. I got to look it up. But it's like I had a 401k, and I rolled it over to something with an I. I got to look up what it is. But it makes money for me. Because I have money in stock, you feel me? So that money isn't just sitting there. It's went into the stock and it's making money for itself. It's doing its own little dance, okay? It's reproducing on its own type shit. And that's where you really got to put your money at. Like, fuck just saving it. Like, banks ain't giving you no increasement for having your money sitting in that bitch. That ain't happening, Captain. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, if you want to have a conversation now, we could definitely have a conversation now one day. Put it in the comments. But back to the story at hand. I think that she doesn't want to have another kid. And it's a lot of people like that. Like, I don't even heard this from, you know, adult women. Like, I'm never going through that shit again. That shit was horrible. Like, and it's just because you didn't have a partner. You didn't have a teammate. You know what I mean? You had a motherfucker who didn't want to pull their weight, you know? Even in this situations where this happens, where not even, like, when you young, you know what I'm saying? But it happens even with, like, Erica Menez with Safari. Yeah, she was married and she had a kid with him. She had two kids by him. And he did not pull his weight. She was basically a single mother that was married. Like, you feel me? So I'm pretty sure the next nigga she get with, which if she ever gets with somebody else, because she look like a crackhead right now. She done lost all that weight, looking crazy. He done stressed her the fuck out. That nigga drove her crazy. And that's something we definitely need to talk about. Like, stop letting niggas drive you crazy. Like, let me tell you something. These therapy bills are not cheap. Ain't nobody nappy-headed ass son gonna pay for your therapy bills, so don't let them stress you the fuck out. You will end up like Wendy Williams. And I know you don't want to end up like Wendy, okay? And I think Wendy really went crazy because she lost her identity with a nigga. Like, she invested her identity into this motherfucker. And maybe I should do an episode on that. I don't know. I don't want to touch on that because I'm really a fan of Wendy Williams. Like, so I don't want to drag her per se, and I already dragged her in one episode before, so I don't want to keep dragging shorty. I don't like beating a dead horse, but it's a lesson, and you know, sometimes you got to watch these people. You got to watch, you learn from other people's motherfucking mistakes, yo. You got to watch people, because if you watch close enough, you'll be like, don't want to end up like that bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll learn where they fucked up at, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I need a drink of water, y'all. My mouth is getting dry. But, yeah, I think that's what happened with her. Like, once something is traumatic to you, a traumatic experience, you never want to double back again. So, giving kids to somebody, it's a treasure. It's the ultimate gift. So, you just got to be cautious with who you decide to do it. Know that nigga body. And not in the way y'all think I'm talking about. Like, knowing the body means, like, knowing who he is, what he stand for, you know, his morals and shit like that. Fuck, you know, and I mean, he got to have some money going on, of course. But fuck the six figures. You know what I'm saying? Like, who is he at his core? What does he stand for? What's his morals and shit like that? Is he good at making decisions? Is he a hustler? Do he have ambition? You know what I mean? Is he leveling up? Has he progressed from when you first got with him to now? If that's the case, and he treats you good, and you happy, and he don't belittle you, and you are progressing since you've been with him, and y'all work good as a team, get that nigga a fucking baby type shit. You feel me? Now, I ain't saying just give a nigga any, you know, be a baby mother. You know what I mean? It would be nice if you could be married or at least fucking engaged. You know what I'm saying? Even though engagements could be called off. But, you know, but I'm just saying, like, if you want to go down the baby mother road, do it with a motherfucker that you know gonna help you. A motherfucker that brings something to the table. Don't do it with somebody that you gonna be ass the fuck out. And that's a horrible ass feeling, because then if y'all don't work out and it's time for you to have another kid, you don't want to go through that shit again. It's horrible. So yeah, just don't do it to yourself. And the baby mama culture and baby daddy culture is really getting out of control. And it's really, I mean, it's in the Black community more than anything, and I hate that for us. Like, I done seen more baby showers than I seen weddings, and it's sickening. And, yeah, I seen more baby showers than I seen graduation parties or graduations, and I hate that for us. And I think that's all I wanted to talk about. So put in the comments your thoughts. You know, I'm here for it. I'm always here for it. I want to hear whatever you have to say. And I think that's it. That's all. So as always, ladies, keep it clatchet. I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah. Single.